Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau joins us, and I was hanging out with a couple of your coworkers this week, and were very complimentary of your performance on the show. And I said, well, look, I make everybody sound good, so I didn't want you to get too cocky about it.
there's no doubt I'm not getting cocky about it. I just kind of stumble and bumble my way through this stuff. So, you know,
you're fantastic. You got to give yourself a little more credit, my man. Well, it's good to have you back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Looking at some nasty weather up here, wondering if there's going to be a baseball game tonight at this point. So I guess we'll see how the series goes. It could be pretty problematic with the weather. We'll have to see.
I don't like that, because that means we're going to have to do a lot of shuffling on our end too, but that's okay, I guess. So much better performance last weekend for Arkansas after stumbling at home against Ole Miss the weekend before. They picked up a couple of midweek games over a horrific Mississippi Valley State team, and it looks like Dave Van Horn is not going to do a whole lot of tweaking in his rotation this weekend. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say, and really there's no reason to. You know, last weekend you got a sweep and you got some great performances from your starting pitchers, so, you know, why mess with things? The mentality. That's what they're taking into the weekend. So they're hoping for another good week. You know, this staff now, you know, after looking at, you know, some of the numbers that in the midweek games, Arkansas's ERA now is the team 1.64. It's number one in the NCAA. So we knew this pitching staff was going to be pretty good. They've had some shaky moments this year, but still, when you look at it, they've done the job so far, and they're going to count it on again this weekend.
Yeah, who among us has not had a shaky moment now and again?
Seriously.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, looks like, it's going to be Aston, then Stanek, and then Fan, I guess, right? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Aston's going to go tonight. Stanek's going to go on Saturday, and Fan's going to go Sunday. So those three guys will get their crack at. Really, well, what's a pretty good lineup. Mississippi State, you know, they're I think, number two in the SEC in batting average. They're leading the SEC in runs scored right now. They've got a lot of talented players in their lineup, including their right fielder, who's batting like 425 or something right now with nine home runs. So he's going to be a challenge for this staff, you know, but they've also got some other guys. So it's really, you know, you're talking about a matchup between a great pitching staff and a great hitting lineup. So we're going to see which one wins out this weekend.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Arkansas, of course, and they say you win with pitching and defense. So if that's the case, Arkansas may be in a good position to go and make a postseason run. But the offense has been very inconsistent. You know, you get the big outburst to start the South Carolina series, but for the most part, they have struggled, especially getting guys home after getting them on base. And we saw that Wednesday night at Dickey Stevens Park as well, stranded 12 runners. It's been a little confounding and a little, I guess, I'm a little surprised by the lack of output offensively. Are you?
No, not really. You know, I think that they're hoping for more consistency, but you know, this is kind of the same thing they did last year. And I know they feel like they've got a better overall hitting group, and I think they are doing a little bit better overall than they did last year at the plate. But this team is really, really, you know, based around its pitching, and that's the way they're going to be. They're going to try to score enough runs and try to get enough of those timely hits. But I don't know if this is a lineup that's going to be pounding out, you know, 12 runs a game. That's just not the way that they're built right now. Now, they have done a pretty good job lately. You know, I think they got 10 hits in each one of those South Carolina games. You're right, they did struggle down there in North Little Rock the other night. But, you know, I think Van Horn was, you know, maybe chalking that up to just kind of coming off the emotional high of that South Carolina trip and being on the road. I mean, this team has played, what, five games in three different cities in six nights, I think. So they have been traveling a little bit. So, you know, we'll see if they can bounce back offensively, play and do a better job this weekend. They're going to have to. Because Mississippi State, you know, like I said, you know, they've got a good hitting lineup. But they're not bad on the mound either. I think they're one of the top five, you know, teams as far as ERA goes in the SEC. So they've got a pretty solid pitching rotation as well.
Robbie Neiswanger joining us on the Revolution Hotline, where we're actually going to be talking to one of the performers who's going to be playing at the Rev Room tonight. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. But Boom Connecticut, the Rev Room tonight. Robbie, I was looking around here. And there were a couple of things. One was not shocking. The other one was a little more surprising, but I was looking at teams that are doing well and teams that are struggling, and, you know, there's so many ranked teams in the SEC, it's not a surprise. A&M's been a great addition. I think most people are familiar with their baseball tradition, so it's not a surprise. They've gotten off to a great start, 5-1 in SEC play. I'm a little surprised at how Florida has struggled this year, 11-15 overall, And then you've got Missouri, the other new addition, and they not necessarily known for baseball, and they are living up to that reputation. 9-12 overall, one of only two teams along with Florida with a losing overall record this year. Oh, I guess I'm sorry. Georgia, I missed you too. I apologize. So Georgia and Florida, both a little surprising how poorly they've played so far this year, maybe.
Yeah, and, you know, Florida, when you look at it, that team had been to the College World Series, what, three straight years with that group of guys.
Yeah, how can Florida be bad at baseball? I don't care if you're replacing a lot of guys.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't think anybody expected this, but that group that meant so much to them, they're all gone. And so you're basically starting over from scratch. You got a bunch of young guys playing right now for the Gators. So I think, you know, you expect a little bit of a drop-off from them. I don't know if you expect them to be under 500 by any means. And that's something that I think they're going to work out. But, you know, what you got to watch out for them is that's a very talented group. They're just not winning baseball games right now. So you got to wonder if they continue to improve as the year goes on. And really, you know, what are they going to look like next year and the year after that? So I think Florida will be okay. They're not enjoying the season they hoped, obviously. But I think they'll be okay. And Georgia, yeah, I don't know what Georgia's problem is. When you look at they're 0-6 in the conference right now. Is that right?
Yeah,
I don't have it in front of me, but that's it. It's hard to go get swept back-to-back weekends, and that's something they've accomplished.
They're
not happy about that.
Yeah. They're at a good Kentucky team this weekend, so they may be 0-9 after the weekend's over. Oh, so
yeah, very possible. And what, Auburn's the other team that's winless, so that's another one that's struggling right now too.
Yeah, but at least they have a winning record overall. I'll give them that. But yeah, they're 0-6 in league play, as you pointed out. Robbie, to the surprise of no one, VJ Young declaring for the NBA. This is something that we talked about over the SEC tournament as something we expected to happen, along with Marshawn Powell, which was announced earlier. So I guess what was your reaction? What was Coach Anderson's reaction to it? I guess, again, it wasn't a surprise to anyone.
Yeah, I don't think it was a surprise to anyone. And I know that, you know, he didn't have quite the season I think people expected. But, you know, in the end, this kid wants to go try to play in the NBA, and you can't fault him for that. You know, he's put in two seasons in college basketball. He feels like he's ready. I know he knows that he's not perfect. He knows that his shot is something that teams are really going to look at and evaluate and say, well, I don't know about this kid as far as his shooting goes. And really, it's probably the difference between, you know, making him a lottery pick or, you know, a second round pick, which is probably where he's going to be at this point. So there's still no doubt that VJ Young is going to be selected. He's got a lot of tools that the NBA is going to like, I think, because of the way he can get to the bucket, because of the way he can score. You know, those are going to be some attractive tools. Now, he does have a lot to work on, but, you know, he wants to go play, and you can't blame him for that. And the same thing for Marshawn Powell. I know that, you know, right now the draft boards don't have him on there, and he may not get picked. But, you know, if you're Marshawn Powell, you're a kid that's, well, you're not really a kid anymore. You're 23 years old.
Right.
And at some point you want to start making some money off of, you know, your skills. And whether that's overseas or wherever it may be, I think Marshawn is ready to do that. So, again, these two decisions were not surprising. I think we've been, you know, predicting it for a while now. It's finally happened. And, you know, what it does now is it allows Mike Anderson to go out and recruit. And, you know, he's got one spot to fill at this point. We'll see if there's any more. At this point, nobody has left the team that I know of other than these two. Mm-hmm. So he's going to recruit and try to find, you know, some guys to replace them. But it's not going to be easy to replace these guys. I mean, there's a lot of things that have, you know, upset people with maybe the way they played at times and how much they've struggled and expected more out of them. But the fact of the matter is these two guys combined to average about 30 points a game. So you got to find a way to replace that next year.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to find a point guard that wants to go up against three guys and dribbles too much. But good luck.
hey, listen, you know, the kid's got some of his faults, you know, there. But he did average 15 points a game, and that's not easy to do in the conference. So I'm going to stick up for him a little bit. How's that sound?
It was a little bit easy to do this year, but not, yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, look, I agree with you. I mean, there are a lot of people who are praising this as addition by subtraction. I think for him, it would have been better for him to come back. I think he's got a lot of things he could work on and get better at playing for Coach Anderson. And, you know, the jump shot is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think he's still learning how to play the game, period. And, you know, again, if you think you're having a hard time, you know, going up against – trying to take it against a triple team in the SEC, I don't know how you think things are going to go in the NBA, but I can go ahead and let him know that it's probably not going to be a whole lot better. So we'll see. Anyway, but I wish him luck, and I got nothing but good feelings for BJ and Marshawn both, and I hope they both do well at whatever next level they end up playing at. They're going to get paid somewhere. It's just a matter of whether or not it'll be the NBA.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're going to get paid a lot more than I am, too, so I can't really fault them for that, I guess.
I was thinking that when you said using your talents to get paid, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm still waiting on that. I'm not sure what my talents are, though, so maybe that's part of the problem.
I'm using my talents to get paid, but it's just not a whole lot, so, you know, it's all right. So.
Yeah. Robbie Nyswanger joining us from the Arkansas News Bureau, and we're talking Razorbacks, among other things, and I don't know if you filled out a bracket or not. Most people's is pretty blown up, especially after Indiana went down last night. That was one of the popular picks, at least around the buzz.
Yeah, I refrained from filling out a bracket, and it's fun watching other people sweat theirs now. So this is the second straight year I haven't filled out a bracket, and I couldn't be happier. So
very liberating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very liberating. Same thing with fantasy football. You know, I stopped doing that a couple years ago, and now I actually sit down and just watch the games and appreciate them for what they are, not wondering why my guys aren't scoring points for me.
That's nice. So. Yeah, I've actually heard I have a friend who plays, and he said, you know, kind of keeps you engaged. I don't know. I've never done it, so. But for those who are into it, so be it. I like to make fun of them, but I won't today. Let's talk about spring football. We have heard, at least from the coaches, I guess, and some of the players that are at least talking. We're still not seeing a whole lot from spring football, but what are you gathering from the early going?
Well, yeah, we have gotten to talk to offensive coaches and players and defensive coaches and players the last, Tuesday and Thursday. I think the message that you're hearing right now is that, you know, listen, they're taking their time. They're being slow about the installation process. They don't want to rush so much. You know, there's a lot of new terminology on both sides of the ball, a lot of new ideas, a lot of different things they're trying to get across. And so they've taken the first five practices so far, and they've tried to teach it to these guys slowly. They want them to absorb it. They want them to get good at it. They don't want to just throw a bunch of stuff at them and let them be mediocre at it. So they understand it's going to be a process this spring, and they're okay with it. And I think that they feel like there's progress on both sides of the ball. The good thing is now on Saturday, they're going to get some scrimmage work in. It's going to be the first scrimmage work for this group this spring, and it's not going to be like the 180-play scrimmages that we were used to under Bobby Petrino. It's going to be, I think, much shorter than that, but they're stressing, you know, getting in there and doing a good job on the plays you're in. You know, it'll be a chance for a lot of these guys to get out there and carry the football and get some live tackling situations and see how well they tackle. So, and the part that I like about it is that we're going to get it to, the media's going to get to go out there and see it. So it'll be really the first look at you know, what this new staff and this new team looks like on the field together.
I'm excited. We'll be carrying the red-white game on the buzz, I would like to point out as well. For those who are not going to be able to make it to Fayetteville, you'll be able to listen to that. And you, of course, will be able to listen to Razorback baseball all weekend long, even if it gets adjusted by the rain in northwest Arkansas this weekend. So, all right. Well, Robbie, we appreciate the time. Have a good weekend. Stay dry. And we appreciate you. We'll visit with you next week.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to do my best to make sure I got a raincoat and all that stuff out there tonight, because I don't know what it's going to be like all weekend long, but I know today doesn't look pretty. So we'll see how it goes.
Stay tuned. We will stay tuned. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. That's Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau.